Dyer's Daily.
So very recently, I went into Disney Plus and finally sat myself down and watched over 2 hours of the first Die Hard movie starring Bruce Willis. Willis, at that point in his career, 35 years ago, was basically a TV actor. He'd done Moonlighting and he'd made his name there, and then went in to do this, which was, he was a bit of an outside choice somewhat, especially considering their first choice, although that was really only out of obligation, was Frank Sinatra. If you don't believe me, go and look it up. But I finally sat down to watch this movie, and you hear things about it. You know some of the sequences. I've been saying yippee-ki-yay for years without realizing what the relevance is to anything. And that's the thing. The relevancy of all these things that you hear about is completely null and void to you when you haven't actually seen the movie. Well, now I've seen it, here are my thoughts. And I realize that pretty much everyone out there would have seen this film. But in case you're wondering what a first-time viewer in 2023 thinks of it, I thought it was effing awesome. I mean, what a movie. My usual choice of movie is not action, if I'm honest. I much prefer the comedy and the drama side. But this had a lot of memorable sequences, and 10, 20, 30 years earlier, just one of those sequences would have been like the big set piece at the end of the movie. This one had set piece after set piece after set piece. I mean, explosions, elevator shafts. I mean, it had every what we now consider to be action movie tropes in it. And surprisingly, it's heavily laced and punctuated by all of these lines that are said by Bruce Willis. And the thing is, action movies at that time had that stuff in it. Arnold Schwarzenegger pretty much says a line after every piece of movement in a lot of movies. This one, Willis is effing and blinding all over the place. He is saying a lot of memorable lines. As I say, I now know the relevancy of Yippee-ki-yay. And it made it even better for me and funnier, because this movie is funny. I mean, the relationship that builds up in the movie between John McClane, played by Willis, and Reginald Vell Johnson as the police officer Al, is heartwarming, devastating at times, and yet funny. These are the two guys that you want to go to the bar with at the end of the movie. Word should also go out to the late, great Alan Rickman as well, who plays the bad guy in this movie, the lead bad guy, Hans Gruber. And again, I've seen him in a few films, predominantly Harry Potter, to be honest. And the intensity of his performance in Harry Potter was always striking to me. And it's there in this movie from 1988. The intensity of his performance and the way in which everything is around, I was on the edge of my seat, if I'm honest with you, because I had no idea what order any of these sequences that I've heard about for years was going to be in. The story of terrorists taking over a building and then trying to neutralize them with law enforcement and whatever John McClane's doing inside, really these days sounds like it's a relatively dated premise. I don't think we really make a lot of movies along those lines anymore. Sometimes mainly because they have a lot of, we've seen those movies, haven't we? But this is timeless. Absolutely timeless. It's drenched in 80s-ness, but it's timeless. And I loved it. And to be honest, I didn't think I was going to. If you're wondering, it's on Disney Plus here in the UK. Get it while it's still there. And I can't wait to see Die Hard 2, to be honest, because again, haven't seen it. No idea. Maybe 2023 is the year for action movies for me. Perhaps that's what it is. Certainly more with Bruce Willis in. I hope there's more where that came from, because if the second is as good as the first, which was funny, action-packed, and loved it. Absolutely loved it. What do you think of Die Hard? And no, don't tell me, is it a Christmas movie or not? Don't tell me any of that. That's not really relevant at this point. As a movie, what do you think of it? Do let me know.
Dyer's Daily.